Hi there, today is April 11th, and is it? Yeah, it is. I am like feeling so sick today, but I don't feel like I'm actually sick. I feel like it's some healing, like really deep healing happening. And there's just so many things that are changing in my awareness. And so every time I talk about it, I recognize something different. And last night when I did the podcast, it just really helped me see things from a different perspective. So even though I'm feeling really horrible, I want to share this. I had a client yesterday, just the most beautiful, beautiful woman. And she has two beautiful kids. And she's been really, really struggling. And we did this incredibly powerful and beautiful session. And I felt like her whole life was going to be different. And I always get these intuitive feelings, but I don't necessarily know how things are going to work afterward. So, she sent me this beautiful testimonial to use, and literally everything has just shifted for her, which is like, that is the most beautiful miracle that any mom could get, is to see her kids from a different perspective, to feel more love for her kids, to feel grounded and centered and just here. And the reason I'm sharing this is because, like I said, things are really shifting for me as well. And it's what I'm here to do. And what happens is we get these ideas and we're not sure what the idea actually is. Like, you know, when we're talking about intuition, we get an imprint, we get an idea, we get a thought, and we don't always know what it means. And sometimes what we need to do is just start, like just do something to see if it actually works out, turns out, or it doesn't. And that's a lot of times how we figure out, okay, well, was this a message from source? Is this what I meant to do? Or is this a future thing? Or is this actually not for me? So sometimes, you know, I'm just going to use this for an example. I have had this belief, these visions from when I was a little girl, of being on stages, traveling around, being like semi kind of famous, but it always felt like it was going to be in an inspirational role, not like a musician or something. Not that they're not inspirational, but so I've always had that, always. And I don't know, what's been happening lately is I feel like it's actually letting go of that, but I had to start going down that path to actually realize that that's not even what I want. And, you know, this isn't always cut and dry either. Like, sometimes we can realize it's not for us, and then we start getting pulled to it again, and then we realize even more it's not for us. So I wish I could tell you that when you start to do this work, everything's cut and dry, everything's clear, you know your purpose, you know what you're here to do, but that has not been my experience. It's kind of this you do it and you do it and you do it and it feels right. And then something happens and it's like, huh, this actually isn't what I want. And that's what happened yesterday doing this session on this beautiful, beautiful mom. What I really realize is I want to work with moms because to me it's the most important job in the world. And I've had so many deep struggles as a mom. And I want to help women heal and connect with their kids, connect with their lives, and not just that, but then go on to find careers and do beautiful things that they absolutely love and get paid well to do it. And that, I mean, in order to do that with women, I need to do it with myself. And, you know, financially, I've shared before, I'm really not in a great place financially. I mean, to say the very least, I'm in a lot of debt after being sick. But I also know that I have this purpose in life to do something beautiful. I've known for years that I was meant to create my own healing system, but again, didn't actually know what that means. Like, so I am being pulled deeper into working one-on-one with people. And that's why I believe that's what I believe this session yesterday did for me, is really help me see what it is I actually want to do. And I love working one-on-one with people. And I also want to do group work with people. I want to work with people so that they can stay in this vibration throughout the week and connect weekly so we can do this work together. And I've been trying to create things that I don't think I want. And, you know, just for an example, the other day I didn't know, like, am I supposed to do events? Do I want to do these workshops? Like, I just had this feeling that if I travel to different cities through the province and even the country, that I could spread this message and I could get new clients and I could spread this word. But, and so I started to do just that. I contacted people to see who would want to schedule events with me and work with me. And I actually booked a place in Saskatoon to do an event, to do a workshop, to do sessions. And it's interesting because today I was like, yeah, I don't actually want to travel. I don't want to be away from my family. I don't want my life to be that. I really, really don't. I want my life to be easy and actually work from home and in this city. And I really wasn't feeling, I didn't know any of that. So I'm just sharing this because I always want to share my journey. And I don't ever want to set anybody up for this, you know, just talk about when I've got wins, when things are going great, because it's not always that way. And it's okay to struggle some days. I had a really, really hard day. Like, right from the frickin' minute I got up, I did my tapping, I did my alignment, I did that. And I wasn't feeling like I was in my body. I wasn't feeling centered. But of course I wasn't. because I feel like a lifetime of what I believed I wanted is shifting. So I literally feel like I'm not on this planet right now. I'm in this weird space where I feel like I'm just going through the motions, but I'm not really here. And like I said, I feel really sick, but I don't think it's a virus. I don't think it's a bacteria. I feel like it's just realigning me to what my purpose is, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing. So, another thing that is happening is I'm seeing something so freaking differently. And I've had this belief for years that everything is stuck in our system somewhere. I talk about neural pathways being formed through the brain, and I've always talked about storing our trauma, storing our stress. Like, it's like I really believed that the body was just this big storage tank and all the shit in our lives was just stuck somewhere. And at some point we had to release it and let it go. And there may be some truth to that. There may be things that we are storing, but the beautiful awareness I had today is like, I don't think that's true. I don't think this is anything other than realigning our antennas. And I've talked before about the antennas that I keep seeing on every single cell. And I found Bruce Lipton's work the other day. I've always loved him. But I just, you know, I listened to his work so much when I was doing body talk that I kind of like just knew it. I kind of knew it, not inside out and backwards, but I just knew it really, really well. And it really resonated with me. And it really made sense. And so I just kind of, like I said, left it. And the other night, I was so drawn to listening to him. And I'm doing this workshop with him on Gaia. And it's like, holy shit. He's really, really been diving deep. And he's speaking about things differently. And what's been happening is the visions that I've been having that I really didn't understand, he is now explaining this to me. And I'm getting it. And it's, we have to be really humble when we do this work, because we can be so convinced of something one day and then see everything completely differently the next. And that's one thing about me that's a really, really great thing, is that I'm opening myself to evolving every single day and changing my work every day as long as I have to, because I don't ever want my work to be based in yesterday. I want my work every single day to be based in what I know today. And in the world, it's a hard thing to do because you're opening yourself up to looking like you're schizophrenic. And I don't even really know anything about schizophrenia. Maybe I shouldn't use that word because I don't want to judge anybody. It feels like you just have no clue what you're doing, because every day, every week, you're changing. And like I said, to some people that might look crazy and weird, because we've been taught to find the message and then market it, to find the thing and market it, to find your niche and market it. But mine keeps changing, because every time I have a meditation, I see something differently. And I'm giving myself permission to shift and change every single day so that I never stop growing. And today, that's what I did, is, even though I was feeling really sick, I just sat down and I'm like, I canceled my event in Saskatoon. I canceled the workshop. I canceled all of it because I just wasn't feeling aligned anymore. And then I sat down and I started to write like what it is I actually want to do. And it was about being a mom, which surprised me because it just surprised me. And that's really what I want to do, is I want to do Zoom groups because moms are busy. And so that's what I started to create, are these Zoom groups that we get to do, where we get to come together once a week. I'm really glad that I spoke this out, because I was going to give people the option of doing it once a month, every 2 weeks, but I'm not going to, because that's not enough. We have to do this every week. We have to find a way to connect every week so that we can do this every day. So I'm going to work this out and set it up tomorrow. I already have 2 people interested, and somebody just texted me tonight that they've got someone who's interested. So what I recognize is what I've been doing is much harder than it needs to be. And like I've believed all these years, we have to rewire our neural pathways. We have to create new pathways. We have to create new beliefs. We have to release the stored stuff in our cells, in our organs. It's not true. It's not true, which is really, really, really good news. But I think the reason my body feels so fucking sick is because everything that I believe to be true for so many years is now shifting. And I'm feeling it energetically, and it feels horrible. But I also know that on the other side of this is something really, really beautiful. I usually have the most incredible breakthrough after my breakdowns. And many times we have to break down in order to break through. And like I said today, I cried a lot. I was upset a lot. But like I said, I always break through after my breakdowns. A huge thing today was that I felt so physically sick, but I wasn't worried about dying. I wasn't worried that it was cancer. I wasn't expecting to have to go to the ER. And those sound like really weird things, but that's how I've been living these last few years. Every time something hurts, I believe it's cancer again. Every time something isn't right, I feel like I'm going to end up in the hospital and die. Like, and today, I just didn't feel good. And it was a really beautiful thing not to be going off into some freaking rabbit hole about what is wrong with me and how I'm dying. So sometimes we have to have these breakdowns to really show us how much we've shifted. So anyway, what I want to share is this work is so much more powerful. It's so much more powerful. And yesterday when I worked with this client, I don't want to say too much because I don't ever want to share anybody's information, but she was really, really, really struggling. And I did this new work on her, aligning all of her organs, her life, her kids, her property, her family, her dog, everything in her life to love, joy, peace, and truth. And when she left, I was kind of like, man, I don't know if I did enough. because I didn't do the hard work that I used to do. I didn't talk about her trauma. I didn't go into her past. We really didn't bring much up. I just aligned her, and I could see all of these antennas shifting into this new vibration, and that vibrating love and peace and joy and truth to her kids, to her life. But it seemed too simple. And I was kind of questioning, like, I don't know if I really did anything. And she sent me this testimonial tonight. And she, everything in her life is different. It's completely different. And I really did nothing more than realign her to love and joy and peace and truth. That is really good news. Because what this also means is we don't have to create new neural pathways. We don't have to create new beliefs. We don't have to release the old trauma. We don't have to trace our trauma. We don't even have to go into the past. We don't have to do all that hard work. We don't have to release it from our body like I always thought. All we have to do is realign. And that's so easy for me to teach people. People can easily do this on their own. I just had to see it happen. And so now this is just like, wow. This is really bringing up so much for me because this is just so powerful and so simple that this is what I now get to share, which means people are going to shift so incredibly quickly and so incredibly easily, which also shows me the world is turning. Anything that I thought that was going on in the world, anything that you thought was going on in the world can shift instantaneously. Just like this beautiful mom's life shifted. Her kids shifted. Everything in her life is now different. Simply from an alignment. So, it's just way easier than we ever believed. And I'm really excited about this. And I'm like, huh, okay, so I just need to keep realigning my antennas because something in my body is not working right now. But I think I'm going through this incredible shift and I'm just feeling it physically in my body. So we will see what happens tomorrow, but like I said, just don't judge those breakdowns because on the other side of the breakdown is a breakthrough. And not setting that up as a belief that in order to break through, you have to break down. That's not true either. But sometimes a good breakdown is just very, very healing. So thank you for listening. I love you and I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great night.